Big letdown, I'm sure, for your guy, for your guys yourself. You're so pumped to play for that first match, and they got to wait, what, 4 or 5 days later. Your kids were ready to go, weren't they?
Yeah, I know, especially after already being a month. You know, you haven't played a game in already a month going into the eighth, and you're all pumped up, ready to go. You bring them back a little bit earlier, and you're going the two-a-days and stuff like that, and you get the news that you're not going to play. It kind of takes the wind out of your sails, but, you know, you got to move on, and we adjusted some practice times and stuff like that. So as much of a letdown as it was, it gives you a little bit more time to prepare for Region 9 opponents. So at the end of the day, it's not overly a terrible deal, but you would have liked to at least get a game in there just to prepare. You know, you watch the women play, and it took them a half to get going, too. And, you know, I think that's what everyone's kind of worried about coming back from break. And we're not the only ones, though. We just got our weekly Region 9 AD and coaches email today, and there are 13 games that were scheduled for last week. All 13 were postponed or canceled because of COVID restrictions or something going on. So we weren't the only one that got it canceled on us, and so that's okay, and everyone's in the same boat right now.
And that's kind of the state of college basketball right now, not only, you know, statewide, but a national scene. There are what do you do? That's, you just can't postpone games, see if you can reschedule later, right?
Yeah, it really is. You know, a lot of that's the conference rules, you know, and kind of what your conference decided to do beforehand and whatnot. And hopefully you have the right rules in place and you feel good about it, because it is. It's a national deal right now. You see a lot of it. And obviously NCAA Division I gets the most publicity, and you see a lot of it there, you know, and a lot of conferences are counting those as forfeiters, and it is what happens. Now, it's nice the CDC came out and you only have the 5-day quarantine. So that's really big. You know, you play like on a Tuesday, you may not be able to play the Friday game, but you might be able to play the Saturday game based on, you know, where you're at with that type of stuff. But a lot of the conferences and things like that too have rules in place by how many players you have available to you have to play the game and so forth, which I think is good as well. You know, with us, I think we've shown basically we'll play anybody with how many guys. You know, we went down to College of Southern Idaho and played Snow and CSI, two top nationally ranked teams with 6 guys, you know, and so we've definitely shown that we really don't care. Well, as long as we got guys to play the game, we'll play the game, and I don't see that changing here in the future with us. But yeah, it's definitely one of those things that's just, it's happening again, and you have these protocols and stuff in place for a reason. Best thing anybody can do is just continue to play, you know, safe practices and try and make sure you're just good to go.
All right, Lamar, it's Tuesday night here at the Graff Event Center. What's the scoop on this team?
They're tough. You know, they play hard. They're led by two pretty good basketball players in Kayvon Wiggins and Khalil Haywood. And Haywood really beat us up last year. You know, I was going through the stuff with him, and shoot, he averaged 22-7 against us in the two games we played him last year. And so he's definitely been a problem. You know, he's a JUCO advocate, top 48 guy, averaging 16 points a game and 7 rebounds a game for him. So not quite the numbers that he put up last year, but he's got some help this year though too. You know, Kayvon Wiggins was a stud for him last year. Another JUCO advocate, top 48 guy this summer. He's averaging 20 points a game for him, and as a shooter, as a two guard, has really carried him a lot of games. But then they're getting some big time help from a freshman, Chris Cook, a 6'5", you know, wing player that shoots the ball at a high level, a long athletic guy that can do a lot of things. So they're not over the biggest team as far as their 4s and 5s, but they got some good strength and some size at the wings. And like any team like that that plays hard and truly believes in what they're running with their continuity ball screen stuff, you know, they're going to win some games, you know, and they're sitting at 8-5 right now for a reason. And like I told our guys today in practice, you know, this team's going to get your best effort no matter what. You know, they could be in COVID protocols and have 7 guys. You know, those 7 guys are going to play hard. That's just what Lamar does, you know. And so we got to be ready to go. And especially with their two horses, you know, not getting beat up by guys that we know can play and making other guys beat us.
Colorado schools, I mean, as far as staying healthy, what you've heard, have they been okay so far? Has it been so-so?
You know, yeah, I think so. You know, I haven't heard a whole lot, but like I said, you know, 13 games last week got canceled. You know, NJC, Northeastern Junior College, had 3 in a row. They were supposed to play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and all 3 were canceled. And so I don't know, you know, if that was, you know, some of those were at power to play. So I don't know if that was just a power to play call as well. Like, hey, you're just not going to play here because what's going on, or if that was something within their team or other teams as well. So I haven't heard a whole lot of throughout the region as far as who's gotten it, who hasn't, or what those kind of look like there as well. So it's tough for me to say that. I know this weekend I haven't heard anything. And I know Western Nebraska plays Casper tonight, and that should be a really good game. We got them on Friday, not overlooking anybody. I'm just saying from down the road, I haven't heard much. Everyone else is still supposed to be playing tonight, so we'll see. And I know Lamar's healthy, and they're ready to go, and they're full strength. They're a really tough, talented team, and that's just how the South is. You look up and down the South, who's hosting Region 9 this year, it's all around. It's really tough opponents every night.